This is letter in volume 4, letter number 1076. This is dated the fourth day of Tammuz Tovshin Yud Aleph in 1951 in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Rabbi Yehoshua Tanchum. This was Rabbi Castell. He was the head of the yeshiva over here in Brookline, or it was in Boston before, in Dorchester, of the New England Hebrew Academy. So he was here. And the Rebbe says to him, please and blessing, the Rebbe says, I'd be interested to know what is the order of the yeshiva during the vacation time. I hope you're going to say good news. In other words, the Rebbe was not for too much vacation. You know, Yiddishkeit, you can't take vacation. The Rebbe used to say in many places that it's like water for a fish. You can't take the fish out of the water for any extended period of time because it's life source. From the Talmud, the story in the Talmud, they say a metaphor where Rabbi Akiva was arrested. He was a great sage by the government because they disallowed the study of Torah, and he didn't ignore them, and they arrested him. And then when they challenged him, and he said to Rabbi Akiva, "How could you give up your life? You dare your safety and everything else for the study of Torah? How could you do that?" So he gave them the story about the fox coming to the river. He was very hungry, and he really wanted a good meal, a piece of fish, but he couldn't get to the fish. So he speaks to the fish. He says to them, "Why are you in the water running back and forth? Why don't you just come out? We'll live like our ancestors, live together in peace and harmony." And they responded to him, "You're the fox, supposed to be the wisest of all the animals. How could you say something so foolish? Even while we're in the water, we're always running because people are trying to catch us and throwing their nets at us." So that's partial safety, security in the water. If we leave the water, our life, you know, we can't live without the water. So he's saying to them, even if we study Torah, we still have these problems, you know, with the goyim making us tzuris. But if we stopped learning Torah, then for sure. I mean, this is also the answer to Yiddishkeit now in doing what we can for the government, for the army, for the Israeli army, to help them by studying Torah. Because even with the study of Torah, we have these terrorists and all these terrorists, but we can only imagine if we didn't study Torah, we'd have a lot more terrorists. So therefore, we have to continuously seek Hashem's help and do what's right. But in any way, the Rebbe says that sure, you will find advice how to impact, influence these students, the boys and the girls, also during their vacation. And the Rebbe says, I'd already mentioned many times that during vacation time, in many areas, it's actually easier to influence them even more than during the school year for various different reasons. I bless you with success in your holy work, and that will in turn also bring you success also in your own personal matters as well.